When the person has inabat, he wants Allah, he's turning to Allah, he's crying to Allah, the heart is crying, Ya Allah, I want to change my life. Allah Ta'ala grants that person hidayat. How much he pushes himself, how much he comes forward, how much he will exert himself, how much struggle, how much mujahada. Accordingly, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will grant that person. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ Allah Ta'ala gives a command, وَجَاهِدُوا ye mujahada karte raho. Continue the mujahada, O Rasulullah, Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Continue the mujahada, fulfilling the haqq of this mujahada, fulfilling the right of this struggle, continue. Then Allah Ta'ala wajtabakum, Allah Ta'ala will pull you. Allah Ta'ala will pull you, and Allah Ta'ala will make your deen easy for you. Deen will become very, very easy. But there's a system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, where to get this hidayat, how to light up the desire within the heart to get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Person has to have the deep desire, and Allah Ta'ala will give him. So tonight, how much we can read from this kitab, it just came to mind that we should read a few pages from this kitab for my own ta'aleem, my own islah, also in regards to bi'at, in regards to company of the pious, and really how we should have the desire to get Allah Tabarak Wa Ta'ala the way Allah Ta'ala has kept it. This is the bayan of Hadith Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was the most senior Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Alhamdulillah, he used to come really every year to our country. Now his son comes, Sheikh Abdul Mu'id. He comes every year. Hadith Farooq Sahib, mashallah, was very high ranking. Allah wala, buzruq, pious person, used to come to Darul Ulum also. When he used to come to Darul Ulum, all sabaks used to stop. Hazrat used to close all sabaks, all go to the masjid. And Hadith Sahib used to sit on the chair. Our Hazrat Wala used to sit by his feet. I look at him like a small boy. To take notes also. When he used to speak, he used to be all ilhami from Allah Ta'ala's side. Ajeeb, ajeeb bayans. And his shafqat and his love, his compassion was on a different level. Well, this is his bayan. So we read a few lines from his bayan. The title of the bayan, the reality of bi'at. Bi'at al-tariqah. Bi'at is what a person, when he puts his hand in the hand of the Shaykh, and he pledges allegiance, that now I'll inform the Shaykh of my spiritual diseases, I'll make ittila, and the Shaykh will give me the prescription, then I will make ittiba, then I will follow the advices. And before that, I'll have i'timad, i'tiqad, where I trust the Shaykh. And I believe in his guidance. I don't have to ask anybody else. I have confidence in him. So there are different stages and different guidances in regards to bi'at. We'll read a few lines from here, inshallah. And Haji Farooq Sahib Rahimahullah had a very unique way of starting his bayan. He would say, Ye fazle ilahi aur Shaykh ki barkat. All his bayans. This bayan and this majlis is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grace of Allah and the barkat of my Shaykh. So here also he says, by the inspiration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings of my Shaykh, I wish to say something about the reality of bi'at tariqah. Bi'at tariqah means this path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the special assembly. The method and sequence of the bi'at is as follows. The person must first repent sincerely. Must first repent sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he missed any of his obligatory acts of worship such as salah, fast, zakat, etc., he must fulfill them or pay them. If he's very old, that he can't fulfill them. If he has trampled the rights of any of his fellow humans, he must fulfill them or seek their pardon. The Talmi rahmatullah alayhi said, a person may engage in spiritual exertion, meaning in ibadat, zikr, Quran, tilawat, throughout his life. But if he does not repent sincerely, does not fulfill his missed fasts and salahs, does not fulfill the rights of fellow humans, not only Muslims, fellow humans, neighbors also have rights. Animals also have rights. There's rights of the road also. There's also rights of the road, where to park, how to park, when to park, the common problem we have. So the rights of the roads, rights of the neighbors. So he does not make tawbah, he does not repent sincerely, does not fulfill his must fast and salahs. Alhamdulillah, many brothers after taking bayat also, then they made qaza of years of namazes, 20 years, 30 years. Many brothers also last year, the year before also, they had kafara. They had kafara of the fast. Kafara of the fast is how much? 2 months, 60 days. That to Allah's fazal, they kept 60 days roza also. So the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq, they finished that also. So Allah Ta'ala gives the strength thereafter. Commonly we hear amongst the mashayikh also that whatever a person does after taking bi'at to the Shaykh, in reality, he's doing it on the strength of the Shaykh. is their barakat and their strength. They say, do it. Where Allah Ta'ala gives the himmat from, before that I couldn't do it. Because now my ustaz told me, the sheikh told me, no, you must do it. How the strength comes is all in muhabbat. It's all in love and muhabbat. How true it is, but one sheikh we heard about also, where the murid had to keep 60 days roza. Told the sheikh, I can't manage it. Not possible. But the sheikh out of compassion told him, I'll keep with you. I'll keep with you and every day we'll have iftari together. For 2 months the sheikh kept roza with him also. Why? For his akhirah, to make his jannat. Now he's taken bayat to me, to assist him. He said he can't do it. So he kept with him. Now imagine the amount of love that murid kept the roza also. That now my sheikh is keeping roza with me also. This is the fikr and concern they have for us. So to fulfill the misfas, the salahs, it is not fulfill the rights of fellow humans, or fails to seek their pardon, he will never attain his true objective, even if he spends his entire life for it, in ibadat. But these huquq and these rights and these debts he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have to be fulfilled. Then Hazrat says the simple method of attaching oneself to the path of tariqah, that is suluk, and turning the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person holds on to an accepted servant, that is the Shaykh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must make a firm resolution never to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irrespective of the worldly losses he experiences. I will suffer any loss, but I will not lose my Allah, nor the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, irrespective of the worldly losses he experiences, and criticism which he gets from people. People will say, oh, you're a Sufi sahab now, took bayat now. Happens commonly in Darul Ulum also. Other says, that a boy took bayat to a sheikh, and he was the principal, even more difficult. Because the principal, he says that all the rules and regulations. And the boys generally now say, oh, what he said now? Now you bear to Hazrat now. Now you sending long, long namaz, you're becoming a big Sufi. Hazrat says, what you came to madrasa for? You came to become a Sufi, yeah? And the boy that wants to become a Sufi, you're mocking him, making fun of him. Why did you come to madrasa? As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah has a whole poem on some bayan that I've heard, that the real tabers of Allah's muhabbat are the darulums. There the goblets are being served, the wine of Allah's muhabbat. One kitab, fiqh, and then tafsir, hadith, and how the fuqaha, their minds were working. Ajib Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, the second Amir of Tabligh, when he was asked, Hazrat, what's the objective of ta'aleem, of studying ilm? He said, the maqsad and the objective of studying ilm is tajdeed iman, to renew your iman. That you read the masla, iman get renewed. Read the hadith, iman get renewed. You say, how does iman get renewed? Reading hadith, or reading, especially fiqh now, masla, masail, fatawa. How your iman is going to get refreshed? He says, you must think, Ya Allah, this fuqaha, where they took all this masla from? What brains you gave them? What intelligence? Before he gave that fatwa, or extracted that masala, he had to know so many thousand ahadith, and he had to know complete tafsir of Qur'an Sharif. Not just the Qur'an, the linguistics, the grammar, and then tafsir, and hadith, and all, before he comes to a conclusion, Ya Allah, what minds you gave them. So iman will get refreshed. Not just that you read it, with a dry mind and no taste, and no enjoyment. He says, think behind this. Ya Allah, how? Then the muhaddisin, the mufassirin, commentators of hadith, how they applied their mind, how they took out all this commentary, your iman should be, you should be amazed in reality, Ya Allah, what brains you had given them. So Hazrat Thami Rahmatullah Ali says, Hazrat Farooq Sahib says, Rahmatullah Ali, when a person holds on to an accepted servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must make a firm resolution never to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irrespective of the worldly losses he experiences and criticism which he gets from people. Happens in the family also. Now everything is Hazrat, Hazrat. Now you will segregate the family. Now you know, do this. Now we can't do that. Hey, you and your sheikh, you can carry on. Just leave us with our peace. But there's no peace, there's no sukoon there. So we hear all of these things. When I mentioned Hazrat this also one time, so he told me, he said, Muntisa, وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ Arabic, definitely you will listen. You will hear, as the ayat goes on, أَذَن كَثِيرًا. You will hear many things that will hurt you. They will say such terrible things about your ustaz sometimes, sometimes about the madrasa, sometimes about your sheikh also, and close people, it will hurt you. All you must do, وَإِن تَسْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. You make sabr, adopt taqwa. Make sabr, don't say anything, and be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are These are tasks which you need, really need courage to carry out. They don't say anything. At the end of the day, Allah Ta'ala will take you out, you'll be the winner. So criticism also will come. If this resolution is not made, it is difficult to realize his objective. That now I put my hand into the hand of accept the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so firm resolution. I will not break the command of Allah and of that of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even though I may lose my dunya also. Then too. And also criticism, I will not bother about it. The destination can be reached through intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The path will be most difficult in the absence of love. There has to be muhabbat. The Talmi rahimullah would say when he comes to the Shaykh and the Murid, the first effort I make is I instill my love in the heart of the Murid. He must love me. Once he loves me, then he will listen to me. When he listens to me, now I can tell him what he must do. What he must do and how he must do it. Now he is doing it only for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's somebody you can see, you love him. Then slowly I will introduce him to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now love the sunnah. Love that lifestyle, love that way, love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then slowly we'll take it to the love of Allah. And then intense love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now subhanallah, now he can move on and he can ignite others now. Then they see it in him. Look at him, mashallah, from where he was to where he's gone. From where he was to where he's gone, subhanallah, what a change. Now the love of Allah, the love to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnahs come in his life, he'll become now a person, إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. When he looked at, the Allah Ta'ala is remembered. A poet says, there are countless dangers on the path to Layla's house. We spoke about Layla last night. So there are countless dangers on the path to Layla's house. An easy way of overcoming these dangers is to tread forward as a madman. If you're mad, then you don't care. Anything can happen to me, I'm not bothered. You will reach your destination. Here also the Shaykh Zakariya mentioned Rahmatullah Alayh, that's how the Haji Mu'tamir should go to Baytullah, is a madman. Took all my brand names I'm wearing now, Ihram, I don't care about anybody. Running around the Baytullah for Allah. Looking for Allah, Allah, where I'll find you? Rukna Yamani, Haji Aswad, Multazam, Maqam Ibrahim, Hatib, Mizab Rahmat, where I'll find you Allah? He's a madman. Then Allah Baksi, not enough. You made a tawaf, not enough. Now you must, what do you say? Get out, move, go. Where must go to Mina? Go stay there. We'll stay in one tent. I give him 5-star accommodation here. Oh, you want, you're a madman. So mad people. I gave up my house for 5 days, more or less. And Hazrat says now, no shampoo, and no conditioner, and no shower gel. You're a madman. Why? And plus you pay premium for it also. You pay premium to leave everything behind. Madman. And your clothing also. Now, say in Mina, and I say, right, not enough, tomorrow you go to Arafat now. You can't park here, you gotta move. Then he goes to Arafat. And there now he goes to Arafat, Allah Pak says, this time, now you must make wukuf in Arafat. When you finish with that, now you must come to Muzdalifa. How many star accommodation? 1,000-star accommodation. You're sleeping under the stars. No accommodation there. For Allah you're doing it. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's doing it. And also within a certain time. Then back to Mina. Allah Pak said, no, you're a madman. Go pick up stones now and throw at the stone. Don't make sense. But you're doing it in love. I don't care about anybody. You can criticize. You can tell me what you want. I'm doing it for Allah. It's me and my Allah. Then Haji Farooq Sahib would say, once Allah's Fazal, you're sitting in his majlis in Makkah Mukarrama, and he was explaining all of this. Then he says, when a banda comes back to Mina, Allah says, now you're qualified to come back. Now come back to Baytullah now. Now you see my tajalli. After you heard me, you listened to me, you did everything, you didn't ask anything. You just did it like a madman. You just did it. Now you went to Arafah, you got my ma'arifat also. Then you came to Mina. Now you came to Muzdalifah. Then you came to Mina. And you pelted shaitan, you made dua. Now you cleaned out. Now you cleaned out after Arafah. Now you qualified to come to Baytullah. Now come. Now come make tawaf and how you feel on the day of Arafah. Allah Ta'ala give us that experience inshallah. So Hazrat says the only way you will reach your destination is you got to tread forward like a madman. The person must then acquire knowledge of deen as much as is essential. So there's two things in the path of tasawwuf. One is islah, one is ta'lim. Both go hand in hand. Not only islah. Only islah now, only bayans and only zikr, etc. Then he goes into bid'at. Then he overdoes it after that. So with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there has to be proper education and ta'lim. That's why Hazrat Wala subhanallah said all the lessons. Practical namaz, practical wuzu. Greater on also one time. We're in Grey Town, Azad brought the mud. And he told one of the ulama, take the whole crowd outside and show them how to make wudu from the mud, a little container. And that also he taught us, how to make wudu from there practically. So how to stand in namaz, how to make salam, taharat, ghusl, every lesson. So ta'lim and islah go together, not only islah, but there has to be ta'lim also. Oh, I feel now I'm doing the right thing, but there will be extremism. There's ghulu in that. So there has to be a balance between the two. There has to be dhikr with ta'lim. So they say ta'lim without dhikr is darkness. Dhikr is the light and ta'lim will guide you along. So you need both of them to reach your destination. Then, as Hadi Farooq Sahib Rahimullah, he says the proof of bayat from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked, where did this came from bayat? All his sheikhs now say, peer sahab, peer and muri, peeri muri, did they say. Where this came from? Something new. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah mentioned one time, that in Karachi, somebody brought one newspaper clip or this thing. He says, look, when the local paper, it came there, there was an advert. There's an advert there that we are two sheikhs. They got ijazah, alhamdulillah, we got an offer so and so. Anybody wants to take bi'at, they're welcome to come, but they have put a deposit first, and then you're allowed to come. Today somebody sent me also, that this one person right now, is advertising that if you want du'as, then £5. £5 for basic du'a. £10 for detailed du'a. And I think £15-20 for a detailed du'a with emotion and feeling. And if you want du'a of Makkah, Mukarram, Medina, Manawara, genuine. About $20-25 something like, pounds. So you can do the EFT, and accordingly you can see which type of du'a you want, and the sheikh will make for you. He said, du'a is an important thing, and there would be also, that why should du'a be free? Everything you pay for it. But du'a also must pay for it. So, to that extent, Hazrat says, now they are advertising, we are two sheikhs. So Hazrat asked that person, then who's their sheikh? Hazrat, we don't know who's the sheikh. So then Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say very jovially, say, لا تتخذوه بابا ملا باب له. Don't take that person as your baba who doesn't have a baba. Baba meaning father. Don't call their father your father who doesn't have a father. How is it possible for him to be a father if he doesn't have a father? Now if you don't have a sheikh, how you became a sheikh? How do you take somebody as a sheikh who doesn't have a sheikh? So people need to embrace Islam at the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pledge bi'at to him. This is known as a pledge at the time of embracing Islam. All these ahadith, you find many of them revived from Hayat al-Sahaba. The Sahaba ikram would come and take bi'at upon the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they used to go for jihad, they would pledge to remain firm on jihad, so they would take bi'at upon jihad. The common bi'at, you know, is bi'at Ridwan. Sahaba ikram took bi'at upon the hands of Nabi alayhi salam in Hudaybiyah. So they would take bi'at upon jihad. But what is the essence of the bi'at of today? What bi'at are we doing today? Did the Sahaba radiallahu anhum pledge bi'at for rectification of the self, meaning of the Islam? Was there a bi'at like that also? My dear brother, not only did they pledge, they were made to pledge. They were made to pledge. A hadith states, عن عوف بن مالك الأشجعي رضي الله عنه قال كنا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تسعة أو ثمانية أو سبعة فقال ألا تبايعون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فبسطنا أيدينا وقلنا على ما نبايعك يا رسول الله قال على أن تعبد الله على أن تعبد الله ولا تشرك به شيئا وتصلوا الصلوات الخمسة وتسمعوا وتطيعوا رواه مسلم وأبو داود ونسي رحمهم الله تعالى. Then Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i رضي الله عنه narrates, we were nine, eight or seven people in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he said to us, will you not pledge allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Will you not take pledge to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So we extended our hands, فَبَسَطْنَا أَيْدِيَنَا, we extended our hands to pledge bi'at and asked, we pledge to you previously. What basis should we pledge now? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that this was the wording of the bi'at. Then now take bi'at upon my hands, that you worship, and ta'budullah, that you will worship Allah. You make the ibadat of Allah. That you will not ascribe any partner to Him. You will perform the 5 times daily salah. You listen to the orders which are issued to you, and you will obey. You will say, Sami'na wa ata'na. This was the bi'ath of Sahaba Ikram. Basically the bi'ath that we do nowadays also. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum then pledged bi'ath in the hands, the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to carry out the injunctions and adhere to actions. And thus the bi'ath, which is in vogue amongst the spiritual masters, the mashayikh of the path of the tasawwuf, is something which is ordered. A person who practices on all the sunnahs but does not practice on this one will have a defect in his affiliation with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's also a sunnah to be fulfilled. Pledging allegiance, taking bi'ah to the spiritual mashayikh, is known as bi'ate tariqah. Bi'ate upon the tariqah, upon the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no doubt whatsoever as regards it being a sunnah, the reality of bi'ah. The word bi'ah is derived from the word bay', bay', which means to be sold. Ba'a yabi'u means to sell something. So bi'at comes from there. When a person pledges bi'at at the hands of a sheikh, it is as though he has sold himself to his sheikh. I've sold myself to the sheikh. He will now have to live his life according to the dictates of his sheikh, and a qualified sheikh will make him live his life in accordance with the sharia. People feel it's very heavy. Now I must tell Hazrat everything. Don't you tell the doctor everything? So what's the problem? Doctor, you tell him, before he can ask you also, you went to the heart specialist, but you tell him about the pain in your toe. What is it? Maybe it's linked to the heart. Maybe he's stemming from there. But you tell him everything. Maybe he can sort out something or the other. So that Hazrat says, now who goes to the doctor and sits there for 2 hours and finally, doctor, everything's good, mashallah. He said, but don't waste my time. I've got patients waiting. If you're sick, come here. Then, mashallah, family doctor. When it comes to mashayikh, the people get ghabrat after that. Now I must ask, is that everything to now? People ask also, I must ask you what car must buy also, what color car also. That now, not necessarily. Yes, if you have that level of ta'alluq and muhabbat, like how you'll ask your brother, what do you think about this car? Buy it. So the sheikh becomes your bosom friend also. You will share your moments with him. Then he'll tell you out of muhabbat and love. He's not going to now hold you back. He'll tell you what's best for you. Myself, I don't know what's good for me. Usually we ask the brothers, myself too. Alright, they say, now should we take bi'at? Don't take bi'at. Hey, I'm not sure. What should I do? So basically, I address myself and ask the brother also, do you trust yourself? Now he begins to think, no, I don't think so. Does your wife trust you? No ways. I say, then you need a sheikh. Then you need a sheikh. If you trust yourself, alhamdulillah, very good. If you got a success story, alhamdulillah, that you made it to the top spiritually, mashallah. You won in, I don't know, whether it's a million or what. But even Sahaba Ikram needed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it comes from the word bi'ah. Bi'ah comes from bi', which means to be sold. When a person pledges bi'ah at the hands of a sheikh, it is as though he has sold himself to him. He will now have to live his life according to the dictates of his sheikh, and a qualified sheikh will make him live his life in accordance with the sharia. What more you want? It makes it easy for me. Then no, you must do it like this, don't do it like that. And this will be your success. You see the barakat. Barakat of dunya, barakat of akhirat also. A person should not pledge bi'ah at the hands of anybody and everybody, because he may well end up with a sheikh who is materially motivated. Then is there a problem? So, is there a seat? The sheikh is upon the sunnah, he has a track record, he has a sheikh also, and he's also making mashwara. He's upon the sunnah, he's upon shari'at. He has the person, and the heart is inclined also. Hazrat explained it to one also. Many times, we take bi'ah to a renowned person, very pious, and he's an international figure. Oh, many people go to him, but I have no affinity with him. I just go sit in the back, and he's a very nice person. But I can't talk to him. It's like, as you mentioned, I go to the doctor, sitting the whole day, top doctor. But feel hard to talk to him. But you're not going to benefit. The thing is about making that contact and speaking to the person, then you will benefit. The Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi said, the fundamental essence of bi'at is not a mere intention, hope and desire. Rather, it entails attaching oneself to the necessary means in order to fulfill one's objective. You've got to attach yourself to fulfill your objective. Or to move forward in one's, move toward one's destination. In fact, a murid, by definition, is one who makes his religious, especially his internal and spiritual rectification, his objective and destination. Now, this is my focus. To put my life correct, my spiritual life has to come on the right line, on the right path. So his objective and destination, then adopts the necessary means for it and moves towards it. Bi'at means, in order to reach your destination, you select someone who is more experienced than you as your guide and companion, and you then walk with him or walk in his footsteps. This is done so that not only are you protected against the dangers along the way, but are also able to traverse it easily and peacefully. Now he will guide me. I've got some direction. I see how he is doing it. And he mentioned to us also how I should do it. Now I know how to do it. Nice, easy. Before that I wasn't sure. Now I got some guidance. In other words, you must hand over yourself to an experienced mentor, just as a sick person hands himself over to an expert doctor and practices totally on his prescriptions and guidelines as regards what medications he should take and what precautions he should adopt. A Sufi said, كَالْمَيِّتِي فِي يَدِي الْغَسَالِ. Then hand yourself as though you are a corpse in the hands of the person giving you a bath with a janaza. He tells you this way, you're ready. Yes, doesn't mean now. Some people feel now that the Shaykh gave mashwara and finished. Now I must just do it like that. No. As long as it's communication and the Shaykh knows your temperament, he knows the family also, then accordingly he can give mashwara. Others say the Shaykh doesn't get wahi, doesn't get revelation. Yes, inspiration will come. Inspiration will come. That comes after 90% perspiration. When the murid 90% is his perspiration, or 99% his perspiration, and 10% is the inspiration of the Shaykh. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one that will rescue you. Allah ta'ala will come to your help. Is that the Shaykh? It's because you have fulfilled the criteria. Allah ta'ala has kept a system of islah, a system of rectification. Allah ta'ala kept these majalis which were happening in Masjid al-Nabawi also. So obviously the Shaykh now doesn't get wahi. But because you are doing it correctly, mashwara, Allah Ta'ala's command, wa amrum shura bainahum, you are making mashwara. Now you come into the system of Allah. Before then I do my own things, no mashwara. Now I'm making mashwara. Person makes mashwara, he makes istikhara, he'll never suffer a loss, he'll never regret in his life. I made mashwara. So Hazrat says also many a time the murid will come, he'll make mashwara. The Shaykh will give the prescription. Already in his mind, he's got reservations, it won't work out. He said, it will not work out then. He must come with an open mind, open heart, Allah will do it for me. And what prescription he gives me, the Hazrat says, you go and try it first. Doesn't get wahi. Doesn't work, come for plan B. Come for plan C. Somewhere on the line, it will work out. Because who will make it work? Said the Shaykh. Is he going to make some magic or say some words, something's going to happen? It'll happen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the types of Shaykh, the types of Shaykh and Murid relationships. Our Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Jalal Abadi said that there are four types of Shaykh Murid relationships. Ismi, Rasmi, Izmi and Shari'i. Ismi, this is one relation between the Shaykh and the Murid. The Ismi one is a person has accepted the fact that he has found a genuine Shaykh, but he established a bond with him because he feels that one ought to pledge bi'at at the hands of a popular and well-known personality. But this is the person. Everybody is going to him. So he's very popular, he's very well-known, he's got many subscriptions and likes, so this is the person to go to. So he goes to that Shaykh, he's a well-known personality, so that people may know that he pledged bi'at at the hands of such a great Shaykh. This is useless. Will not benefit. Hazrat says, subhanallah, that who you regard as pious in your heart, who you regard as pious in your heart and you're a genuine seeker, and you take bath upon his hands, even though he may be a fake, but you got genuine talab and desire, Allah will make your islah. Because you're doing the right thing. In your heart of hearts, you feel he's a genuine Shaykh, he's a pious person, my islah will take place, Allah will make your islah. So it depends on your desire and your talab. Obviously he's telling you against Shariat now, then you can understand the sort of person to follow. But he might not be a very pious person, but somebody I can relate to, I can speak to, he'll give me mashwara. He might not be so pious, but I feel he's very pious. On your good thoughts and in your sincerity, Allah will make your islah. Like similar was our situation also, where in madrasa we didn't know much about bi'at. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah came to the Darul Ulum And mashallah, it was, what ronak came, what color of the Darulum, mashallah, when he came. The whole kafla came also. And we got into the room to make khidmat, about four of us, pressing his legs. And finally, I got the courage to tell Hazakim Sahib, I said, I want to take bayat to you. So, we were young at that time, 95, 96. So, how would they understand and the compassion? Then he says, that no problem, we can take bayat, but why you want a foreign GP? Get a local GP. When you go with any problem, you go to a local GP. So that way he was explaining to me, and all of that, our Hazrat walked in. He said, Marana, take his bayat now, we are going to Lens and you join us. Then you come here to Lens. So that way he got us connected to our Hazrat Wala, alhamdulillah, and shukr for that. So a person takes bayat to a popular person, so this is useless. Rasmi bayat. This means that a person's forefathers had pledged bayat at a certain sheikh, so now he also pledges bayat at the hands of the sheikh's attendant, the sheikh's khalifa. My father was bayat, your grandfather, so now he's khulafa, khalifa is coming down, so I'll go in the same line. This attendant or this khalifa neither teaches him anything, nor does the person learn anything from him. The attendant neither has anything to do with this field, nor does the person desire his own rectification. This relationship is also of no use, because we were in the silsila. So I'm just following this silsila, but there's no benefit. Then the third type, the similar to the first one, izmi. This means that the person pledges bi'at at the hands of an ignorant sheikh who commits acts of innovation and bid'at. He goes to that sheikh. And acts of shirk. He was ta'weez and all shirky things in there, incorrect things, ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This would cause the person to corrupt his own Islamic sentiments and beliefs. Such a relationship is forbidden. Can't he bear to a sheikh like that? Some people, they go to the sheikh like that. Give them ta'weez, barakat now, rozi will open up. Oh, what a sheikh. So that's a rozi sheikh there now, rozi. When I say rozi also, but now things opened up, we got the right formula. So things came right. Oh, he helped you something. And Hazrat says too, there are many out there, they can do things like this, right? Whether they are sheikhs, whether they are, what they call them, what healers? Huh? Spiritual healers. If I'm among the Christians also, they do the healing and all that. Huh? Faith healing, whatever it may be now. So they got few of the magic things that they do, working with shayateen. Right? Now he took the baby to him, onto a dam he made, and things came right. He said, hey, what a sheikh this is. Now they got a few things that they have, right, that they, however they're doing it now, whatever, the jinnat, etc. So, faith healing and things like that now, so people go to them. But this is not bi'at. This is not bi'at. Then we have the shari'i type of relationship between the sheikh and the murid. This is the desired relationship. Alhamdulillah, praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is found in our pious elders. The purpose of the path of the tasawwuf, two points are considered in the purpose of the path. Number one, to practice on the injunctions of shari'at, and number two, to remain constant on dhikr. The heart has to be engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word dhikr is reserved solely for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is just as the word hadith is reserved for the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the word sahabi is reserved for those who remained in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw him in a state of iman and passed away in a state of iman, that's a sahabi. Since the purpose of bi'at is to acquire Allah ta'ala's pleasure, that is the purpose, to acquire the pleasure of Allah, a person adheres to the sharia and remains constant in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if he does not experience any good dreams, is that about dreams? That now he saw some dreams, now he feels I'm getting somewhere, or somebody saw dreams about me now. Now I feel, alhamdulillah, I'm ponchegela. I'm reaching somewhere now. Because some people are seeing dreams. It's not necessary. So even if he does not experience any good dreams, he has achieved his purpose. As long as he comes upon the obedience of Allah, the sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his heart is engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is now fulfilling his purpose of his existence. The fruit of Allah ta'ala's pleasure is in three things. When Allah ta'ala will be pleased with you, then three things. Admission into Jannah, meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat, and salvation from the fire of Jahannam. That's what we want. That we get Jannat, and meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat, Allah Pak save us in the fire of Jannah. This is the fruits of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with a person, he is blessed with eternal admission into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables him to see him. And Allah ta'ala gives him salvation from the fire of Jahannam. And as you read in other kitab also, Allah ta'ala will give you a jannati life. Bihuduril mawla. Where you live in the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I see my wife also, in there also I see the nur of Allah. I see the nur of Allah. Allah, as Hazrat says, that who is your wife? She is your Layla, Badaste Mola, subhanAllah. My wife is my Layla, Badaste Mola. This is my Layla from the hands of my Mola. My Mola gave her to me. My Allah gave her to me. So then you see that in her. You didn't pitch up here. My Allah gave you to me. I took his name and you became halal. Not like a man say, I go home, I only see a dragon there. Finish for me now. Hazrat says, now like a jallad, she's waiting with her. What is she waiting with her? Shambok. Now from this way, that way. You didn't do this, you didn't do this. Ya Allah, no sukoon over here. Because you're doing the wrong things. And if you're doing the right things and it's happening, they mubarak to you, very good. Because the kitab written, the sabr of the ulama and saliheen made, the sabr of the ulama and the saliheen on the tongues of their wives. Now, if the kitab is written, you can imagine how much material there is to write a kitab on it. How they became awliya just because of the tongue of their wife only. That they may sabr upon it. What she didn't tell him and how she told him. Hazrat mentioned also about one person heard about a very illustrious sheikh, certain area, thousands of murids. So he traveled for hundreds of kilometers to go and take bayat with the sheikh. When he came to the sheikh, to the khanka, then that it was thousands of murids that were sleeping there. It was qailula time. So he thought to himself, where they got time to sleep? What a hazrat they got over here, they're sleeping. Anyways, he bypassed all of them and he went into the sheikh's main quarters. As he just walked in there, you see the sheikh is sitting on the chair and his wife is behind him with thongs, what do you say, Brian? And she's poking him. Give my meher and let me go. Give my meher and let me go. Give my meher and let me go. He said, Ya Allah, what's happening over here? He said, Hazrat, he just kept quiet sitting there and he's taking the hiding and the abuse. He got a shock of his life, Ya Allah. What's happening over here? He went out, he caught up all the murids. He said, no shame you all got. Hazrat is, what is going through over there? That he must give the meher and she wants a talaq. He said, this is daily ma'amul. Daily ma'amul, happens every day like this. Daily. Then finally he got a chance to sit with the Hazrat. I got some money, I'll give it to you. Give her meher please and let her go. He said, never. I'll never. Alhamdulillah, she's very comfortable. It's a temperament. It's a temperament and all what you see over here, it's because of sabr I'm making. Little sabr I'm making on her, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given me all these people, all their muhabbat, the love of Allah, the dhikr of Allah, is all on her sabr. It's just a temperament is like that. Allah Ta'ala made her like that, alhamdulillah. Why should I divorce her and give others taklif? She'll go marry somebody else. Give that man taklif. So yeah, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala has given me the patience and the sabr. Allah shukr, because of the sabr, carry on smiling. She got her meher already, given it to her. But she gets into this mood. What you did for me, you didn't give me anything, you don't take care of me, and all. So I listened to her. But Allah Ta'ala has given me the sabr for it. So here this is also, Allah Ta'ala will give a jannati life bi huduril mawla. When I look at my wife, this is my Layla, badaste mawla. Allah gave her to me. My children also, Allah gave them to me. All this my Allah gave me, without being mustahiq, without asking, بغير استحقاق ولا منا. Without asking Allah Ta'ala, without being deserving, Allah just give me a wife, give me children, and she carried my children for me also, alhamdulillah. Who should I thank? Thank Allah. Ya Allah, what a ni'mat you gave me. That a woman actually married a person like me, subhanallah. She only knew my reality, she wouldn't even married me, but then she took me, and she's still living with me. The purpose of placing one's hand in the hand of another, the purpose of this is that the murid has made a promise saying, I will practice on whatever you order me. The sheikh has also made a promise. Namely, it is obligatory on the sheikh to reprimand the murid when he errs. If the sheikh does not carry out this duty, he will be a cheat in his responsibility. Because now you've taken me as a guide. Now if I don't guide you, I'm not fulfilling my responsibility. I'm saying your namaz is incorrect. Is that right? So now it's my right and my duty to tell you. Same with the doctor. Now you're cheating in your diet also. And I'm telling the doctor, he's thinking, what's happening? I'll give you the best medication. Hazrat says the person got is diabetic. They put him into the hospital. And the sons now, they still don't give him the best treatment. Whatever he needs, just get his sugar levels right. And doctors are giving him the best medication, the best, but defying all logic. This is not working out. Sugar is not coming right. So it's better move him now from this high care to ICU. Maybe now we're going to top it up properly. So the sons can't understand to what's happening now. Now they're fighting with the doctor also. Now he's a guide to this patient. What he's doing, his best. So put him into the ICU. So when the cleaning lady came to clean the bed of this old man, who they moved, and she was changing the pillowcases, only chocolate wrappers are coming on. Chocolate wrappers. He was cheating. Doctors are giving medication, he's eating chocolate. Medication, he's eating chocolate. So what? He was doing his duty. It was correct. But this murid now, this patient now, wasn't doing the right thing. So it is the responsibility of the sheikh. Here, Hazrat says also must rebuke or reprimand. Now Hazrat says you reprimand nowadays. Now they run away faster than they came also. Hey, the Hazrat, he got tikka magaj. He takes off with us one way. He said, now we change. Now it's muhabbat. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah made only muhabbat and piyar. Show them with love, win them over, get them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it sweet for them. Especially South Africans, they grew up spoiled. Everything is sweet, so make it sweet for them also. Make it sweet in the path of Allah. People have objection against Jamaat. That you don't forbid evil, only command good. You don't forbid evil. You don't make nahi and munkar. So we do that. It's a passive way. Because when somebody loves something, then you don't criticize that. You show him something which is better. So he leaves this for something that is better. Person loves now to go out, or he loves sports, etc. So what you do, you make him sit in ta'lim. Let him enjoy the ta'lim. You know what will happen? Those hobbies will just disappear. Now let me go for ta'lim. Let me go for 3 days. Introduce him to something now which is more enjoyable. Then, that's how you commanded the good and you forbade the evil. He left it out now. Where he was going every day, or every on Monday night and Thursday, Wednesday night and Friday night, now he's coming Shab Guzari. What happened to him? So we didn't tell him, but leave it out. What's wrong with you? You're wasting your life. We just brought him here. He saw the environment, he sat in the bayan, his heart changed. Subhanallah, I'm coming every Friday now. Coming every Friday, mashallah. Even the tuck shop is good stuff downstairs. So bayan upstairs and food downstairs. How they say? The niche dukan upar makan. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Downstairs is the shop, upstairs is the house. How can you deny the ni'mas of Allah? Subhanallah. Package deal. So just introduce him to something which is more sweet. So it's the duty of the shaykh, if he errs, then to rectify him and correct him. And it makes it easier nowadays. When the murid will say, Hazrat, if I make any mistakes, please rectify me, correct me. Whether my namaz, whether my habits, whether my speech, etc. Then it makes it easier for the relationship to open up. Now we have some muhabbat now, and when the shaykh feels it also, I can correct him, I can tell him. And alhamdulillah, that makes it very easy thereafter. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would say, he say that to me the best friend is that friend that when I slip up, will pick me up, when I make a mistake, he rectify me. The worst friend is the friend that moves with me in the wrong things. Is that a friend to me? Is my enemy. That I'm doing possibly the wrong thing or in a wrong manner, it does not correct me, is that a friend? The friend is the one that will correct me and is worried about my akhirat and my qabr. He's the true friend. If he's not capable of doing this, he must resign himself from the post of being a sheikh. He can't rectify. One is now personally rectified. Another says most of the rectification takes place in the majlis. That's the most important thing. And sometimes when the murid asks a question, then you can gauge whether he was in the program or not. We just discussed it on Thursday, now you're asking on Friday. Where were you on Thursday? Didn't we hear? The whole thing was discussed in regards to certain things. That's why Allah says the majlis is the most important thing. And there the medication is being handed out, prescriptions are being handed out, rectification, mistakes, and how to do, everything is there. Whether anger, whether lust, whether this, everything is happening there at that time. Like how we mentioned before also, one of the years in i'tikaf, Hazrat every day, 30 days, 40 days giving bayan. Every day after Asad for 1 hour. It was the last day before, the last majlis. So when murid came, and Hazrat said, Hazrat Jazakallah khair. Whole month you were here, really enjoy, appreciate it. Hazrat, some khas nasihat, some special nasihat now. Hazrat told him, you're not cutting grass the whole month. whole month we're giving you khas nasihat, special. What you want now? We're not cutting, as I told you, we're not cutting grass the whole month. So every day we're giving you a special nasihat. And now you still ask me a special nasihat. What I must tell you? Now make amal upon it now. This amal will pull the next amal. Good deed will pull a good deed. Now you only want nasihat, nasihat. You're giving it every day. And now, when I'm walking out now to you, ask him. So he had that muhabbat, he would tell him. Since the murid has made a promise saying, I will practice on whatever you order me. He must remember that his sheikh is an expert in this field. He has seen all his puts and falls. He has gone through many cold and hot seasons. He has experienced these things repeatedly. This, as he passed through this pit, he will remove you and take you forward as well. My dear brother, once you establish a bond with the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his help will be with you. The Thani rahmatullah alayhi used to get a fever during the monsoon season, when it was rainy season, he used to get fever. One occasion he asked a special doctor, Hakim Saab, for a prescription and benefited quite a bit from the medication. He kept the prescription safely. With this in mind, that if he falls ill the next time it rains, he will be able to use it. When the next monsoon season arrived, and his tummy fell ill again, he used the old prescription but found no relief. He found no relief. When he related this to Hakim Saab, the latter said, Hazrat, at present your fever is accompanied by a lot of bile. When he wrote a new prescription, Hazrat was cured. That time was different fever, now it's different fever. So you just can't now self-medicate, spiritually also. Then I happened, the time Hazrat told me, so I'll just carry on like that, I don't need to inform. Inform again. And see now the difference. Now the nasihat might change, the prescription might change also. Thus a person cannot resort to his own rectification and reformation merely by studying books. In short, a person cannot progress if he does not take the initiative to move ahead, nor can he find the right way without a companion. Ensure you make someone your leader for this journey. There is no need for you to refer to him as your sheikh. There is no need for you to refer to him as your sheikh. If you feel it degrading to refer to him as your sheikh, you may refer to him as your brother. No problem. Hazrat Muhyi Sunnah, wa Barul Haq Sahib Rahimullah, he would say, ye mere dost hai. These are my friends. He would not say my murids also. These are my friends. All are satis and friends. So I don't tell people this is my sheikh. He's my friend. He's my companion. Like Ibn Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he used to make Gashi Makkah Mukarrama, and they would conceal the identity. The Nabi said, who is this? My friend. This is my dost, this is. So that too is permissible. Because sometimes people make a mockery. Oh, your sheikh that. And report you to him. Then he's making like a fun thing. Sometimes on the table, supper table, eat day now. They make all these jokes, etc. So you don't have to say also he's my sheikh. If you feel it degrading to refer him to as your sheikh, you may refer to him as your brother, your friend, or your teacher. In short, just hold on to someone and start what you have to do. If a blind man needs to walk on a particular path, he needs a person who can see to guide him. The only way for him to reach his destination is for his legs to move, provided he does it while holding the hand of a person who can see. You must make the intention and start. Your feet will have to move, and you will have to hold the hand of a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say to him, I love you, I will spend my entire life after consulting you and asking you. Allah's norm is that perfection in any field cannot be acquired without a teacher. That we know in dunya also. In any occupation we have to ask the people above, how's the market, how's this, how's that. The same way also when it comes to our spiritual life. To the extent that Hazrat told us also, as you progress, he said, when you come for the majlis, come straight here and go straight back home. Don't go anywhere else. If you're coming here for medication, for the love of Allah, then come only here. Don't go here, don't go there, no passes to pick up, just come for the program and go straight back home, and that Allah will give you. Because you only came for the sake of Allah, and nothing else whatsoever. Then he says, the poet says, O heart, if you want to tread the path of love, O heart, if you want to tread the path of love, you must hold the hand of a person who knows about love. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah, what love of Allah. Hazrat says, I saw two people in my life, and when they cried in the love of Allah, the entire body used to shudder uncontrollably. So I saw my first Shaykh, Shaykh Awal, and Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, to cover himself in a sheet completely. And when he used to start Durood Sharif, you could only see his body shaking. in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I used to give him an unstitched lungi, which is quite big. By the end of that majlis of his dhikr, the entire lungi used to be soaking with tears. So what love, intense love. And then Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahimahullah, when he used to speak sometime, and then that love used to just penetrate his heart, his body used to shake in love. He couldn't speak anymore. When he came that time to Durban also, at the madrasa, Oba Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Hakim Sahib would just sit, look at the crowd. And then ashar used to be recited in front of him. That time, Allah Mansur al-Haq Sahib, Allah Ta'ala give him shifaya, ajil kamil, very sick right now, Allah Ta'ala give him afiyat. He used to be singing. Hakim Sahib would just sit, and sometimes you just see tears flowing down. What he's experiencing right now, the qurb ilahi, close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole body starts shaking up. Now he's got that moment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I saw two people in my life that will cry like this in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you must hold the hand of a person who knows about love, because no one can traverse his path without a companion and guide. A hadith states, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al mar'u ala dini khalili, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. Akhajahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person is on the religion, on the way, upon the deen of his friend. So you must be cautious about who you befriend. This is so important, who your friends are. The company you keep has an effect upon you. So you keep pious company and taqwa will come. But now how to make it to a certain bracket, move with certain people, rub shoulders with them, then is no dhikr of Allah, dhikr of dunya. Then that will have an effect on me also. The greed will come, aspiration to make it big in life. Allah Ta'ala will say, you make it big over here, Allah Ta'ala make dunya small for you. It will come running to you. Allah will throw it into your feet. Mullah Qasim Sahib Nanoti rahmatullahi alayhi, teaching, sabak, somebody knocked the door. So he said, Ji, go on here, Pastor Umar Hazrat, I brought hadiyah for you. What hadiyah you brought? He had a parcel of money. He said, Mujhe zarurat nahi. Le jao, take it away. Hazrat, please accept it. He said, I don't want to take it away. This way, that way. He said, Chaat, theek hai. So he closed the door and he went away. Then Hazrat, when he finished the lesson and he was going out, he went to put his foot in his champal, he called his feet, he said, Dekho, he left the money in my champal. Allah Ta'ala will throw money at your feet. He left the whole bundle over here. So I told him I don't want it, but then too he left it over here. The hadith uses the word khalil, which refers to a very close, beloved and bosom friend. The friendship is so deep that it is as if they have one life but in two bodies. That's khalil. That they have one life in two bodies. This is like two bottles of a cool drink. The bottles are two, but the contents are exactly the same. Listen, the heart is a very pure thing. Place it at the hands of a living thing, a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are you placing it before a corpse? What's a corpse? Dunya is jifa. A dunya, jifa, wa talibuha kilab. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, dunya is something which is dead and carrion. And those that desire it are dogs. Dogs are running after it. They're running after dunya. Run after some pious person and you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh al-Hadith says that if you ask somebody the road to the masjid, it tells you that this road now will lead you ila al-masjid. Hadha tariq ila al-masjid. Right? If you walk this road, you'll reach the masjid. Where's the road, the sabil and the path to the aswaq and the marketplaces? This is the road. So you walk on this road, then you reach the masjid. You walk on this road, you will reach the marketplace. He said, walk the road of muhabbat and love, fi sabilillah, and who you'll meet at the end? Allah. Now how to get onto that path? We don't even know where to find it. But Allah wala they show us, here's the path to Allah. Now walk it. Not alone also, I'll hold your hand. Let's walk together. Whether you phone me 2 o'clock in the morning, and ask when you put this up, baby, okay, what name to keep? Some exotic name that nobody kept. Keep Fir'aun. Nobody kept the name before. Keep me Fir'aun. No problem. Exotic. So, they'll take your call at 2 o'clock also. No problem. So, this is the muhabbat they'll show you. How to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't place your hand in the hands of a person who's a corpse. There comes a time when the souls of the murid and the shaykh become one. The souls become one, like as is mentioned about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When hijrat was made, And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love and muhabbat he had was intense. Always there with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Waited for the command of hijrat. Had the camels ready. Waiting when the command will come. Finally Nabi of Allah come. Abu Bakr hijra. Oh Rasulullah, finally. Two camels are ready. I'm with you. We're going together. Then in the cave also. The two of them, third one was, Allah, la tahzan. Abu Bakr, don't worry. Inna Allah ma'ana. Allah is with us. So close all the time. Kept their close muhabbat and love. This is all a spiritual world. Then finally, ulama say they came to Quba. When they came to Quba, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting outside, and Abu Bakr Siddiq sitting next to him, then the people came from the surrounding localities. So when they came, and they looked at these two sitting together, they could not make out who's the Nabi of Allah and who's the friend. They looked so similar. The features also became almost the same. So Abu Bakr realized people are confused. Now you go meet the Shaykh, you don't know this is the Shaykh or the Murid, who it is now. So he also, they were so out of his respect, he got up, he removed his shawl, and he shaded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm the Khadim, may Khadim wa ya makhdum hai. I'm the Khadim, and this is my master. That's how they realized that, that's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in the same way, Hadrat says also, at the comes of the time when the souls of the murid and the sheikh become one. In other words, the soul of the murid becomes immersed in the soul of the sheikh. Sometimes the mutual attachment and affinity becomes so strong that they even experience the same physical ailments. Sheikh gets sick, he gets sick also. Sheikh body is paining, his body pains also. And it happens also, happens very common. When they come between couples, I will say my head is paining, I will say my too is paining. Both the heads are paining. It happens like that. You got a migraine, also got a migraine. Both taking the same tablets. So it happens there because so much of muhabbat between the two, that you can see now, this husband and wife, and the features also become the same. Because so much of muhabbat, habits become the same also. Hobbies become the same also. And if it's deen-wise, alhamdulillah, she's doing masturat program, she's asset with the men. So, these two different people, the soul is one. They're both pumping together. Right? Whether it's ta'aleem, whether it's masturat jamaat, whether it's majlis, you going, I'm listening. Subhanallah. The ruh has become one. And now we are gelling together and everything. Alhamdulillah. She was thinking something. I thought of the same thing. So let's do it. Something about the children also. We should push them. Then you say, you know what? I was thinking, send them to this madrasa. I thought the same thing. So this happens now when we say only Shaykh and Murid. People say, what is he talking about? No. The Shaykh and Murid become like one ruh and one soul. Happens husband and wife also. People have ishqal very quickly. Now you're putting husband's shoes right. You bring the door for him. But you didn't do for your wife that. Then nobody said anything. This is shirk. This is now wife worship. It was muhabbat and love. Now if your star came, football star, you open the door for him. You say, you know, right thing you're doing. This guy is a big guy. Man, he's a football star. So you must do all this. But when it comes muhabbat for Allah wala, for those stars, people say shirk. Look at this. Hero worship. Hero worship. Where is this in Islam? But you do for everybody else. You do for everybody else. So what's wrong with you? If somebody you love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want nothing from him. So even the physical ailments also they share that. Alama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says a shaykh must possess two qualities, light and heat. Light and heat. The light of iman and the heat of love. The light of iman and the heat of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakim Sahib would say so beautifully also, one is he had the heat of love. He had the heat of Allah's muhabbat. And he had so much in him, he would tell you, so listen what I'm telling you. Akhtar ki baat suno. He would say this. Akhtar ki baat suno. Listen to what Akhtar is saying. Warna, you won't have this majlis again. You don't know how ghanimat samaj lo. This mulaqat that we are sitting here right now, regard this as a blessing. We don't know whether we'll sit again. Listen what I'm telling you from my heart right now. I will order the khalifas, listen to what I'm telling you. Because he knew, he had a nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So listen to what I'm telling you. So he had the heat of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that also, he had even the ishq-e majazi too. He would tell the murids that Allah ta'ala has blessed me with a PhD in romance also. How to romance your wife, I'll teach you. And how you must do with your wife, how to make muhabbat with her, how to keep her happy, and how to take care of her. Even that Allah ta'ala gave him. So that also he would teach, how to make muhabbat and love, how to take care of the musturat. So the light of iman, the heat of muhabbat and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a shaykh has these two qualities, he will remove you from all pits and valleys where you're stuck in. But if this is not the case, then the following proverb will apply. This also we heard one time, that Hazrat Muhammad Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned Hazrat Kim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when the ancient mulaqat, he mentioned that Hazrat, we qualified in Dioban, and our asatiza, we were like lamps. Like lamps, our asatiza, mashallah, they full us with oil, and then they put the wick in there. Now the younger generation, I don't think they saw lamps, firag, siraj. So they put the wick in there, and then you light it. He says, so they lit us, they dispatched us, tied our turbans, now go and do work. Go and do work. So we came, we started doing work, mixing with the local people, and going for the dawahs and everything else. And slowly, slowly, that wick began to burn out, and the oil also decreased, and the lamp became rusty also. But we didn't realize it. Say, Hazrat, now you have come. What can I say? Now with the dhikr of Allah and the light of your iman, in our words, and the heat of Allah's muhabbat, you remove the rust. You fill our tanks again. You fill now this lamp with that oil of Allah's muhabbat, and the wick, mashallah, you put a new one. And now you root it, and now we're just burning in love now. So they say, now again, burn other people's hearts. We're showing the love of Allah. What it is to love Allah, and what fun, what enjoyment, that you won't get in dunya also. As I said, you'll give up all the sports and holidays. May I want to go there? As I said, now you're paying money to go to a resort, to go and stay there for 1 week. You can't hear the azan also. You say, what has the money done to you? You say, do you know it's mahabbat of Allah? You say, how can I leave out the masjid of Allah? Go somewhere nearby, if I have to go. I stay near the house of Allah, where I can go enjoy myself, sit in the company of the malaika. You miss it. You see, this is the love of deen. Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says that if this is not the case, where there is no light of iman, heat of love, then the following proverb will apply, رَأْيُ الْعَلِيلُ عَلِيلٌ. The opinion of a sick person is also sick. He is sick and he will be a sheikh also. Allah has given you mashwara what to do. That mashwara also is going to make you sick. Signs of a genuine sheikh. A hadith states, إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. When they are seen, Allah Ta'ala is remembered. When you see him, you see, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, subhanallah, then my shaykh, my hazrat, that muhabbat of Allah comes in the heart. An indication of this is that when you sit in the company of a genuine shaykh, you become more disinclined from the world and more concerned about the hereafter. Yes, when you sit there, you feel, now, hey, I just want to divorce dunya now, finish. The reality, you have to go back. But at that moment, the feeling is right. Then I better just decrease it. I better just stop all these things now. Give more time to the muhabbat of Allah, deen of Allah. The Thani rahmatullah alayhi refers to this as the greatest red sulfur. Meaning now, this is the greatest medication for you. Moreover, a genuine shaykh must possess the following attributes. His deen must be like that of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. His planning must be like the physicians, and his administration must be like the kings. The Quran Sharif says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Consult the people of remembrance if you do not know. In other words, if you do not know, you must ask those who possess the knowledge. What is the cure for the illness of ignorance? A hadith states, إِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعَيِّ السُّؤَالِ. That the cure for ignorance is to ask and question others. This, that is, constantly asking is a prescription which is worth millions. All the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that they passed their lives through constant asking and questioning. Those who did this were saved from many failures. It's time to ask, time to question, how to ask, when to ask. Has it taught us all these things also? When to ask, how to ask, with what attitude to ask also. When you ask, meaning I know everything. And one is to ask such questions in a public gathering that nobody has a doubt about, now you put doubt in their mind also. Never thought of this. So sometimes you send in the writing, sometimes with a letter, sometimes WhatsApp. So it depends now on the mawqa and the occasion, when to ask and how to ask. In short, finally you come to the end of it. In short, two things are essential: the companionship of the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abundant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the two ingredients in the medication to become a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who is particular about these two things will inshallah become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is companionship, the friends of Allah. Sometimes you can't do this all the time, be in the company of the sheikh. Then Allah's fadl and karam, once Haji Naqooda sahab rahmatullah alayhi, we had da'wah at his house in Medina Munawwara. And there was a beautiful da'wah. Haji sahab was there, and he invited the son-in-law of the Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi, Mawla Aqil sahab, with the Shaykh al-Hadith in Zahir al-Bur, Mazahir al-Ulum. So Mawla Aqil sahab was there, and his sons, so the Shaykh's grandsons. So after the meal, they were talking. So they were talking about the Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi. So Haji Naqooda sahab mentioned to Mawla Aqil sahab that every day I sit in the majlis of my Shaykh. So Ajib Hazrat, the Shaykh is in Jannat al-Baqi, I sit in his majlis. So every day I sit with the family, with my wife, and read Fazail al-Amal. My Hazrat's kitab. Like he's talking to me right now. He said, I actually feel a connection. That I'm sitting to Hazrat and he's talking to me. I must do this, I must do that. And I do it like that. So I can't be all the time in the company of the Shaykh. Then Hazrat says also that I might go for a bayan somewhere. And then to Hazrat says that time comes in a person's life. Hazrat's talking about himself. He says, I've come to such a part of my life right now that I only can listen to the bayan of my Shaykh. I can't listen to anybody else's bayan. Only his bayan. I only get enjoyment in his bayan. And nobody, I don't, not that I don't trust anybody. Like how you have a doctor. You can talk about your doctor, I got my doctor. No matter how good your doctor is, I've got mine already. And even your doctor has to come and check me up and give me a prescription, I still take it to my doctor and ask him, is this okay? He says, this is how I am. This is how I only can hear Hazrat's bayans, read his kitabs, and I get all my answers, complete satisfaction. I don't need anything else, alhamdulillah. Such intense muhabbat and love, and there I get complete satisfaction and the akabir. And then Hazrat says to, sometimes you go with Jummah bayan, my Shaykh is not there. Then Hazrat says, mentioned to me, to keep your muhabbat when that alim is speaking, then you must just think to yourself, dear Allah, this is a bayan of my Shaykh on his tongue. This mal actually is coming from my Shaykh. I'm sitting there, Allah, I want the medication. And it's coming down from my Shaykh. He gave the prescription. He's just dispensing only. He's only dispensing. Like you go to the pharmacy, he's not your doctor. He's only now dispensing. So he's only dispensing the medication of my Shaykh. He's the pharmacist in between. But my taluk is there. My connection is there. Then Allah Ta'ala sees that connection. Then that connection is only for the sake of Allah. Allah appreciates that. What Allah Ta'ala will give there, Hazrat mentioned to us also one time. That I said to Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah, Hazrat, we in Karachi, we are here. We are so jealous of those murids around you. They come in and out, they sit in your majlis, etc. But we are far away. Hazrat told him, he says, for hearts, there are no boundaries. For hearts, there are no boundaries. Wife can be there, husband is there, but the muhabbat is even more. Waiting to see you, waiting to meet you. He said, there are no boundaries, especially in the spiritual world, there are no boundaries. Then Hazrat told him that there is a special bird in Siberia, that it lays its eggs in the mountains and it flies 2,000 kilometers away. And from there, it focuses its attention to the eggs and hatches it. From 2,000 kilometers away. He said, that's one bird, janwar hai, parinda hai. He says, when the hearts of the mashaykh are alive and the murid also wants that muhabbat, he said, you can be how far you are. But the connection is still there. The connection, Allah's muhabbat will mature in the heart. Then finally, Hazrat mentioned also to the murids there in Karachi. He said, you all are here with me all the time. But there's two murids of mine that have taken everything I have in my heart. Hazrat, kaun hai? He said, do hai, Junubi Afrika mein. Ek hai Durban mein, ek hai Azabul mein. One is Patel sahab, wa Abdul Hamid sahab. Namo barakatuhu. He said, they've taken everything of mine. They've understood me, they've taken it. Although they're not here, but their love is so intense, their muhabbat is so much, and the way they are with me, and we saw Hazrat Wala, subhanAllah, we can't even explain also. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to come to madrasa, if you see a little young boy jumping, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat was, the students look at Hazrat, hey, what's wrong with him? He cared about nobody. He stood in front of Hazrat Hakim Sahib, and one point is to hit the heart, wow, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Hazrat used to smile at him, look at him, little bit. So smile at like a small boy. What muhabbat? Hazrat says, when the eyes meet, the message is going through. He says, I couldn't contain myself. Hazrat used to speak, it just hit my heart. What muhabbat? In that, all of that, he won Hazrat's muhabbat also. He said, they've taken everything of mine. So there's no barriers, there's no distance, the hearts are close, like it is far away. But the muhabbat is so much, then Hazrat told us also, that one is a murid becomes falafi sheikh. The murid wants to be there for the program. He can't make it also, he sent a message. Couldn't make it today, please make dua for me. Got a bit delayed. Oh, whatever happened, not feeling too well. It shows muhabbat. It shows muhabbat, the connection is still there. He sent the message, couldn't make it. And Hazrat says also, even if you don't reply, even if we don't reply, Allah will give you a reply. It'll come into your heart. It'll come into your post box. Allah Ta'ala will send a reply. What you'll get just for that message also, Allah Ta'ala will give you something in return. You'll get one freebie will come. You get one freebie. It'll come, Allah Ta'ala will send it. So Hazrat says, what I was speaking about? He says, the murid becomes falafish sheikh. Hey, I want to go for the program. I want to be there, making a plan. Couldn't make it. Allah seeing the desire. The talab and desire was there. And whenever he can, he goes. That bayan, the murid is there. Next bayan, he's still there again. Still there again. Everywhere he's there. And then Hazrat says, the time will come when the sheikh will see that the murid is so desirous. Only the murid becomes fana and mad over the sheikh. So then the sheikh becomes mad over the murid. Ya Allah, what he wants is give it to him. Ya Allah, give him what he wants now. You want that muhabbat and love, Ya Allah, just give it to him. Without him asking, just showing his face every time. For the pleasure of Allah. For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to show anybody that I'm very close. I'm doing it for Allah's sake. I want really to show my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give the medication. Allah Ta'ala give us a true and real understanding, inshallah. Some brothers wanted to take bi'at and come forward, inshallah. If they're ready, they want to come forward, they can come forward, inshallah. Bismillah. Mahmoud will manage? Sitting down. Somebody is coming, they said they're coming. Yeah, it's 1 minute. No, he said he'll come tomorrow. He said he'll come tomorrow, yeah, he told me. I read the khutbah, then after I say the words, you repeat the words after me, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Repeat after me. Oh Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, especially the sin of the love of dunya, and being unmindful of the akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires, and being unmindful of the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times Salah with Jama'ah in the Masjid according to Sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge my zakat. If hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila, the chain of the chistiyah, An-Naqshbandiyya, the Qadiriyya, and the Suharwardiyya. O Allah, through the barakat of all the buzrugs of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bi'at. As long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mort, grant me sincere tawbah. Grant me mort on imani kamil and kalima shahadat with afiyat, salamat and izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. May Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshaAllah. Well, this is a simple bi'at that we take, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was very important that we keep that ta'aluk in connection. The communication has to be open, and we try our best to bring sunnahs in our life, sunnah dressing. The very important is, the Hakim Sahib will say, four sunnahs. In the beginning, sunnat beard, sunnat clothing above the ankles, the pants, etc. And to keep the mind and the heart clean. To keep the mind and the heart clean, don't bring evil, don't bring haram into a person's life, and bring the sunnat first, and slowly, slowly, we progress someday, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala fully accept, inshallah. We make zikr and then make dua, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In regard to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Shaykh explained to us also, when it comes dhikr of Allah, sometimes you make in congregation. This is not the sunnat method always to make in congregation, the correct way, the proper way, to make it individually. This we do as practice to give us inspiration, encouragement. And also, when we make it individually, then Hazrat says the voice should be just a bit loud, just enough for you to hear yourself. And you feel the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's only to shout. Sometimes it happens in the majlis, brother gets enthusiastic, and the voices get a bit loud. This is now because we are congregation. Otherwise on our own, then just a slight sound, and that was, he says, so slight sound, not very loud, not very soft. He says, just loud enough that even if you make zikr in the haram or haramain, that nobody will catch you. They can make your zikr there also. So we make it easy to make zikr anyway, whether on the plane, whether on the train, whether in the haramain also, no problem. You can make your zikr there, is that loud, is that soft, is just in between, and you can feel the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu ta'ala sha'nuhu, Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu, Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت لا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا الله accept this بيعت وما يلا make it the means of our salvation وما يلا يا الله you become pleased وما يلا you become happy وما يلا يا الله revive every sunnah of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام in our lives و كريم رحيم الله make it the means of our complete إصلاح و كريم رحيم الله all our habits all our ideologies وما يلا أو عبادات أو أخلاق أو معاملات معاشرات إيمانيات يا الله complete إصلاح وكريم رحيم الله before we reach you يا الله keep us with إيمان and take us with إيمان in the condition you are happy and pleased with us يا الله أو كريم رحيم الله يا الله give us your تعلق give us your محبة يا الله give us intense love for you يا الله so much of love يا الله nothing can take us away from you يا الله you love us يا الله we love you كريم رحيم الله يا الله give us true love for رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم love for every sunnah knowledge of every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah except our lives with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem rahimahullah, forgive us in the month of Ramadan. Let us get your maghfirat, O Mayallah. Ya Allah, free us in the fire of Jahannam. Free our parents, free our brothers and sisters, our uncles and our aunts, O Mayallah, our cousins, our nephews, nieces, then our entire families, O Mayallah, our neighbors, our friends, our mutaalliqeen, our musallis, our students, O Kareem rahimahullah. Free them all from the fire of Jahannam, from the pangs and worries and stress of this worldly life. Give us sukoon, itminan, chain in your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, the hasad you gave your friends, O Mayallah, that pumped in your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, give us a taste of that. Give us those hearts, O Mayallah. O Kareem rahimahullah, keep us in your obedience. Save us from your disobedience. Keep us upon hidayat. Ya Allah, spread khair in the world. Destroy all the fitnas, O Mayallah. Zina, drinking, haram, sharab, Ya Allah, all the evil. Ya Allah, and all the evil avenues, O Mayallah, drugs and pornography and all the haram things, O Mayallah, destroy it, remove it, cleanse the earth, O Mayallah. Ya Allah, clean the earth out, O Mayallah, clean our hearts and our minds and our eyes, O Mayallah. Let be only khair and muhabbat and love. Ya Allah, let the deen prevail, let your name prevail, O Mayallah. Let deen be everywhere, modesty, sharam, haya. Ya Allah, give us a true Islamic life, O Mayallah. Ya Allah, let the deen be established in our homes, in our lives, in our bodies. In our businesses, O Mayy, Kareem Rahim Allah, give us a jannati life, O Mayy Allah, without any disobedience, in your muhabbat, in your love, make us musallis, make our children musallis, O Mayy Allah, make us, Ya Allah, qaris of Quran, reciters of Quran, accept our progenies, O Mayy Allah, to be khidmat of Quran Sharif, make them ulama rabbaniyin, O Mayy Allah, make them Allah wala, O Kareem Rahim Allah, our sons, our daughters, give them good homes, O Mayy Allah, pious homes, and Ya Allah, pious spouses, O Mayy Allah, beautiful, normal, pious children, O Mayy Allah, O Kareem Rahim Allah, make their lives, our lives, O May Allah, Jannati life, that you be happy and pleased with us, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. O May Allah, give us well wishing for every single person, that every single person, Ya Allah, wish well for us, O May Allah. Save us from bad intentions, Ya Allah, from jealousy, O May Allah, from ghibat, Ya Allah, from carrying tales, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us good habits, O May Allah. Give us good habits, save us from ghibat, O May Allah. Save us from the haram of the internet, O May Allah.
Ya Allah, save us from wasting our life away, wasting our time, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you've given us the best of food, the best of accommodation. Ya Allah, let us give you the best of our time and our hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, satisfaction. Give us qana'at and contentment, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from haram. Grant us plenty of halal. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our i'tikaf, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, all those beautiful brothers behind the scenes that are making our i'tikaf so comfortable, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you keep them comfortable, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you feed them the best of spiritual food, physical food, dunya, qabr and akhirat. Ya Allah, as they are serving us, O my Allah, they become our khadims, O my Allah. Make them khadims of deen, O my Allah. Make their children the progenies khadims of deen. All those that are behind the scenes, Ya Allah, feeding us, taking care of us. Ya Allah, the acres and the campus and the building and the masjid and all those behind it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the best of rewards, O my Allah. Whatever they build the masjid for, they fulfill it completely according to your mansha and your desire, O my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever is left of it to be done, O my Allah, from your khazana. Ya Allah, the decisions come from you. Ya Allah, whether it be the plans, whether it be whatever hiccups, Ya Allah, you remove it and you accept it in your court, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah, spread hidayat from here, that your name must spread from here. Jamaat must come, maktab must run, children must come to the madrasa. Ya Allah, fill it with noor and barakat and hidayat, Ya Allah, entire locality, O my Allah, with this khair and barakat, O my Allah, and reward the founders completely for it, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give the palaces in Jannat, O my Allah, on the parents, the grandparents, the progenies, O my Allah, the palaces in this world, Ya Allah, to feed all your guests, O my Allah, the palaces in Jannah, O Kareem Rahim Allah, give us tawfiq and all of them, many more, to build many more masajid in the world. Ya Allah, your name will be taken, O my Allah, you become happy with us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the khidmat, O my Allah, accept our broken efforts, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Everything is from you, everything will return to you, O my Allah. All tawfiq is only from you, Ya Allah. What can we do, Ya Allah? We are just mayyid, dead cops. Ya Allah, we cannot do anything without your tawfiq and ability. Oh my Allah, give us tawfiq continuously, Ya Allah, to be good, to worship you, to do what you love. Ya Allah, and the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu ma sha'a Allahu la quwwata illa billah walhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat wa ji'na bi bida'atin muzjatin fa'awfi lana al-kayl وتصدق علينا وتصدق علينا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين جزاك الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا